Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Well, hello everybody. Monday, the 29th of June, and I'll tell you, as usual, I hit you with the same thing. I'm just dumbfounded how fast the time's going by. Reefa's not going to be with us today. Reefa's out of town, and be safe on your travels, Reefa. But summertime is here. How did that happen? Yeah, this is getting crazy. I'm still boxing up my Christmas stuff. So I don't know. Either the world's spinning faster, or like they say, you know, as you get older, time seems to go by a little faster, whether you're having fun or not. It doesn't seem to make any difference. But here we are in the summer, and everybody's planning their getaways. I notice the traffic sometimes seems a little bit lighter. And I don't know. That's because maybe people are going out of town, I suppose, taking time off. And that's kind of the theme I have here for my little hot topic because, the baby boomers have their plan.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
And that's going to be my hot topic, the unexpected, because like with Reefa's trip, that was unexpected. She had to go somewhere and take care of something, and there's a lot of issues that come up, maybe with friends or family that we have to take care of certain situations, or maybe we might fall off the ladder in the backyard and we wind up with a situation where we have to go to hospital and have a cast put on. Who knows? There's just so many situations. But in a Fox Business report, speaking of the unexpected, what's keeping baby boomers up at night? Okay, some of us have that issue. Whether you're retired as a baby boomer or not quite yet retired, most look forward to a relaxing retirement and enjoying a slower pace, naturally, without the stress of a long, 10 or 12-hour day at the office. Okay, the reality is, and what many are facing, is the unexpected cost of health care. This can turn your peaceful retirement into a little bit of, you got a little bit of turmoil there, and flip the hammock. Now, I had a gentleman across the street. Now, I shared this with you before. He and his wife worked every day. The original owners in the house back in the, I think it was like 65, and I thought by this stage of the game, their house would have been long since paid off. I mean, they both went to work for at least 40 years. Well, one day I saw John, and there was a truck there, and they were unloading some stuff, or rather loading it. And I asked John, what's going on? And I almost fell over. He was short sailing his house. And I just couldn't figure that out. What would happen that, I thought his house had long since paid for. I thought their retirement was in order and so on. Well, what happened was he was taking a lot of money out for his wife's illness, taking second trust deeds out, and this would keep growing and growing, and the money that was coming in wasn't equaling the money that was going out. Eventually, they fell behind with their second, their first, so on and so forth, and then they had to sell the house. Even though many baby boomers will be eligible for Medicare, it does not cover all the Medicare costs. And we will be responsible for deductibles, the co-pays, and some of the prescription costs, eye care, dental, and hearing costs. The additional out-of-the-pocket expenses can chip away at your savings, and that's kind of what's happening. Nationwide, Financial's latest health care cost survey found that the number of pre-retirees afraid of their future health care costs increased from last year, as many do not understand the impact of government programs like the Affordable Care Act and Medicare on their medical costs. 30% of the expenses of retiring. You know, 30% of all these issues, they're becoming very concerned, and that 30% is going up to 50%. According to the survey, do baby boomers still feel they will be able to retire when they reach their full retirement age? A question asked to John Carter, President and Chief Operating Officer of Retirement Plans at Nationwide Financial. Carter, many baby boomers hope for retiring when plans are fading fast. A quarter of them do not expect to retire. That's a quarter. Women are twice as likely as men to believe they will never retire. The unexpected in many, like in the Great Recession in 08, you remember, the retirement portfolios were totally altered. The stocks, the real estate, there was a lot lost in the situation. Well, the bottom line is you put these plans down on paper and unexpected things come up. That was a topic, the unexpected. So this stuff happened. That's why you have to have various baskets. You don't put all your eggs in
one. Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Okay, we are back. And now the situation is, now this is not a topic I can just hit you with really quick. We've covered some of this before. We're going to cover it again. Next week I'm going to have an expert on to go over some of this. An overall problem is 64% have never talked to a financial type planner person. All right, Medicare will pay only 69% of health care costs, but in reality they're only covering about 51%. I won't go on to this anymore, because we're going to cover more of this, like I said, next week and on, we're going to have different guests come on to try to help. But we want to plan, okay? We want to plan for the unexpected. And other than that, I've got a couple interesting guests that should be calling in today. And I don't know if they're on the line yet, but we have one gentleman.
Hello there.
We got Robert Lampier. Robert, are you on the line with us?
Yes,
okay.
I'm here.
Okay, Robert's on. And Robert, I have another guest that we're going to have on, Donald James Parker. Don, are you on?
Can you hear me?
Okay, Don's on. Hello, Don.
Hi.
Well, welcome to the show. Now, I'll introduce you. You got Robert. This is Don. Robert Lampier. Now, Robert Lampier is the president of the Real Cowboys and director of the Silver Spur Awards. He's a good example for us baby boomers because he's in his 60s and he's got unlimited energy. And now he's going to be celebrating, I'm so impressed with you, the 50th annual Gunsmoke, the annual Silver Spur Awards for the Gunsmoke scenario, which you probably remember, Don. They're going to be doing a 50-year on that.
60 years.
Yeah, wow.
1955, yeah.
Yeah, and Robert, now Don is also, now Robert is totally into changing the film industry with a good genre of films, getting rid of some of the stuff. You guys both remember the scenario. You go into a Blockbuster, and all the covers on these movies that you're going to rent have skulls on them, they have somebody dripping in blood, and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And, Robert is into changing the genre of that, and Robert, Don is also into that. His filming is more in the Christian base. So you guys definitely have something in common. And Don has quite an impressive background. He's the CEO of Sword of the Spirit Publishing. I think it was, you're from Tennessee, right, Don?
I am.
Okay. And Don has published several films, A Best Friend, Love Waiting, The Unexpected, and a publisher of 19 novels. Robert, what do you think? 19 novels. This guy's busy.
He sure is. Sure
so
is.
Anyway,
is he my age?
Yeah.
I'm 65.
Don, I've met Robert several times, never had a chance to meet you. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, I heard briefly, God bless you for what you're doing. And so what's on the table now? You're in the screenplays, right?
Right. A little over 2 years ago, I produced my first movie, In Gramps' Shoes. I had done several novels, like at the time, 15, 16 novels or something like that, and one nonfiction book. And so I decided that people weren't really reading the books in this generation we live in. They're instant entertainment people, you know,
yeah.
The microwave generation. So
yeah,
I thought,
exactly.
I need to do something different, and film just seemed to be the avenue to take. So I got into movie making, and so I've made 7 films in the last, it'll be almost 2 years.
Well, congratulations. And that's not an easy project to start. Now, Robert's in he's been researching and he's involved in this too, but getting started, I mean, you all of a sudden just, you were going to get into filmmaking. Where do you start? Do you take classes? Do you just start researching yourself? Do you talk to friends and people in the business? Because that's a big thing to get involved in, because when you see a film, at the end of the movie, how many people, how many names are up there when the film is over? 50, 100, right?
Well, when you see a theater movie, yeah, you see more than that. You may see 50 people just for sound and music. But
yeah,
the way I got started is I went to a film festival in Arizona called Media Fest. They had it 2 years, and then it went belly up. But there was a gal on there named Julie Meyer, who's a worship leader at International House of Prayer. And she had been given a word from the Lord that God was building a media army. And it just resonated with me. And so it's like, yeah. And
what
so
was
then
name?
I went to another film festival called Gideon 2 years in a row.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I listened to people talk about film and stuff, and then I got an opportunity to invest in a film. And so I went up and was on the set the whole time, and I was also got to act in that film. And so I saw exactly what was going on, and I thought, you know, this is not rocket science. This is something, you know, I'm 63 years old. I've got a little bit of experience in the world. I figure I can handle this. So I wrote a script and pulled in a cast. Brought the guy who had directed the film that I invested, brought him in, so because he knew the ropes on how to shoot the movie. I didn't know that, and I still don't.
Yeah.
Brought him in. He edited the movie and stuff. That's Chip Rossetti. And I just went from there, just kept on going just as fast as I can. I'm churning them out because I'm shooting these on my retirement funds. So
okay.
I'm reaching a point where until I get some money coming back in, I'm going to have to quit doing this. Or
we all know that, and you got God behind you. Robert's, he's going to share his stories because he's amazing too, and I thought you guys would be really good to both have guests because you're kind of in the same lane. But yes, finances, you know, I mean, we need finances. Now, when you mentioned Media Army, who was the lady that you heard that was involved in starting a Media Army or something?
Well, she wasn't really involved in starting it. She just, that was a word she had from the Lord.
Okay.
And the Lord was starting a Media Army. Her name is Julie Meyer.
Julie Meyer, okay. Well, I think what we should do is get this put together, actually follow what the Lord said. Let's start a media army and find ways of funding these projects and getting them forward. Now, Robert has quite an interesting scenario, and I don't know, maybe he can give you some tips and tricks. Maybe you guys can talk after too, because we only have half hour here. But, you know, we're talking about what Robert has done and what you've done, and we're in our 60s. By the way, Don, you sound like you're 35 or 40, doesn't he, Bob?
He sure does, but he gave himself away by saying he was 63. Well, I got you beat by 2 years. There you go.
I was 63 when I started my first movie. I'm also 65.
Oh, what month is your birthday?
March.
Oh, you're 2 months older than me. I'm May 11th, 1950. Yeah.
You're just a kid.
Yeah. I told a lady the other day, I was a veteran and everything, and I said, yeah, I was in the Korean War, which I wasn't, and I was just kidding. And she said, oh, and I thought I was going to get a little response, like, oh, no, you weren't. But she thought, yeah, I guess the way I look, oh, well, what can you do? But, guys, we both know that in our heads, we are not in our 60s. I mean, we're still in our 30s or 40s. Like, what happened? All of a sudden, here we are. But at least we're still here talking. So, Robert, let's share a little bit about, Robert's got an interesting story. Robert has plans on and working on several films, and I want him to touch base on that. But aside from that, he also has plans on building some Western cities, some Western towns. So, Bob, touch base a little bit about your plans and your films and what you're doing and so on.
Well, first off, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it, James.
Oh, sure.
I'm also a pastor, and a Pentecostal Four Square pastor, and the president of the Real Cowboys. That's R-E-E-L, as in movie reel, realcowboys.org. For you listeners out there, go online, and you'll be able to see what's going on September 18th at the Sportsman's Lodge in Studio City. We are going to be producing our 18th annual Silver Spur Award show, and the proceeds goes to charities. And this year we're doing the 60th anniversary of Gunsmoke. Mrs. James Arness is going to be there. Buck Taylor, who played Dooley on Gunsmoke, is coming from Texas. And also we're going to be honoring guests that night with the Silver Spur Award. That appeared on the show two or more times. And one of those lovely people that's going to be there is the one and only Angie Dickinson herself.
Angie Dickinson.
Yes, you're going to be there. Marriott Hartley is going to be there. And it's going to be a star-studded evening. I can't say who all is going to be there that night. We're still working on it, but I guarantee you that anybody that buys a ticket, go online, realcowboys.org. We're expecting 700 people to show up. It's a wonderful sit-down dinner. It's all Western night. And there's a possibility my good friend also will be appearing that night, coming as a guest that night, Mr. Trini Lopez.
Trini Lopez, okay.
Yeah,
now,
Trini Lopez.
Let's see, Don, do you remember those names, Trini Lopez and and Angie Dickinson?
I could sing some Trini Lopez songs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lemon Tree, La Bama, Have a Hammer, and all them good songs, you betcha. But that's
we were talking one time, Don, about, the older films, the Lone Ranger back with Silver Heels and all them, and going back to the Sky King and all those eras. And Bob knows some of the people that were in some of these films. And there's some really interesting statistics. Like, he even deals with the people that made the holsters for, you remember Paladin? Paladin, where do you roam? Yeah.
Well, as a matter of fact, the man who wrote and sang the song, Mr. Johnny Western, is a member of the Real Cowboys, along with other people like Hugh O'Brien, Wyatt Earp, Robert Horton from Wagon Train, James Jury the Virginian, her lovely Miss Rhonda Flanton, Terry Moore, Stella Stevens, Connie Stevens, Robert Wagner, John Boyd. People go online and go to the membership. They'll be able to see all these people that are members of this organization. So we're out there. We're the ones that carries on the Western genre, for the world to see. And a lot of young people today that look and watch MeTV see a lot of the old TV shows like The Rifleman, Wanted Dead or Alive, Bonanza, Rawhide, The Big Valley, all those great Western TV shows.
Chuck Connors, I've been to the house. We talked about that. You go upstairs and it stops,
Johnny Crawford, who's Dixon, who was the son in that show, is a great friend of mine and is associated with the Real Cowboys, too. Now, by the way, a wonderful lady who's my co-producer this year, her name is Julie Ream. Julie Ream's uncle was Sam the bartender, played by Glenn Strange on Gunsmoke. That was her uncle. So she's going to be there as co-producer of this wonderful event, September 18th at the Sportsman's Lodge. So people go online, realcowboys.org. And if you have any questions, go ahead.
You know, Robert and Don, isn't there a reason when you're watching TV in 2015, all of a sudden Cheyenne is on. Or Bonanza. There's a reason that that stays on for so long. It transports people. Like, I don't know. You're driving down the street and all of a sudden you catch an old song, Dream Lover or something. It's peaceful. It's relaxing because it takes you back to an era when it was kind of different. It was peaceful.
A time of innocence. A time of innocence back then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And and can you believe that? Like when I start the show. Just to throw people off, I'll say, "Well, here we are, June 28th or whatever the date, 1965." And it makes you stop for a second and think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have either one of you kept up with your high school reunions?
Yes. I went to my 40th, which is in Massachusetts, as a matter of fact. I go every time we have one. So our 50th is coming up in 2019, so that'll be quite interesting, that one there.
50
so.
Years.
By the and way, the year was 1969, June 13th, which was a Friday, when we graduated high school. And the Vietnam War was hot and heavy at that time. And believe it or not, all the guys in my class that went to Vietnam to fight, they all came back. Thank you, God, for that. We thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember... It was ship out time. I was the only one in my neighborhood that actually enlisted. Everybody was getting out, college deferments. I went to college, but you know, boy, am I glad, because the little report I did before the show was, you know, touch base on the unexpected with the baby boomers, and here we are, and now it's time to have the hip problems and blah blah blah, and they're having issues. You know, I mean, this health stuff is getting expensive for everybody. And when I went in, I signed these papers, and my MOS was an MP, and I loved it. And I didn't think of the benefits at all, whatever, you know. And now that I'm 67, I'm thinking, boy, this is kind of cool to have everything paid for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, Bob, you know what I went through with all that stuff. I mean, the bills paid for. And, so... I don't know. It's just something that nobody thinks of. And how much did we actually sit down when we were 30 or 40 and plan on our retirement? Very little, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, getting back to the stuff. Now, Don, you're planning on putting together and you're looking for funding, right?
We both are.
You're both, yeah, I know. I was going to touch base with Rob, too. Now, you're both looking for funding for your up-and-coming films, your productions, and so on. So that's what we're going to be, off the show, we're going to be talking about how we resource this and how we get this stuff moving. And now, so what are your next productions, Don, that you've got on the table? What's going on now?
Well, I just wrote a script last week that the guy that wanted me to write it says that he's got a lady who's got the funding for it. So if that's true, then... we'll be going into pre-production with that in the next few weeks. I have another script that I've already chosen the cast for. It's called Old Rugged Cross, and it's not scheduled yet. I was kind of waiting for – I got a couple of people that are interested in investing in that project with me, be partners. So I just found that out this weekend, so that one may go in the next few weeks as well. So that's what I got in the media queue.
God's on your side, so, you know, that's a good connection.
Yeah.
And you know, I read one where someplace down where looking into investors and so on and so forth, and there was a page of investors, and this one lady made a statement. Look, if you don't submit something to us and you don't ask, we don't know. You know, we look through this stuff. A lot of us have money. I work with people. Eric's had clients that were in the position of investing. And what they do, and I talked to a lady at the a rescue mission down in L.A., and she said people come in, and weekly they give them checks for $50,000, $100,000 and more. They have to invest their money. They have to put it into, situations like that or pay it in taxes. So, you know, keep fishing out there, and this stuff will come up. And, look at the kind of films you're making are so far better than so much of the stuff we, you know, and Bob and I talked about this. You get 100 people walking out of theater, and they just got done watching a drug movie with all this, you know, murder and all that kind of stuff. And then you get another 100 people that just came out of a John Candy film when John was around. Which crowd is going to feel better, you know? Which crowd is going to be a happier crowd?
It's obvious. And,
yeah, we need more of that stuff out there, because when you come home from the movie, no matter which movie it is, what do? You turn on a TV and you hear about everything going on all over the world, all this crazy stuff, and somewhere you need a break. And that break should be, if nothing else, if it's not a book in the backyard, when you go out to a film, it should be something you go out to enjoy, not get stressed out about, you know?
That's right. Well, so, precisely, if I may, James, to be able to say this, and that's for Don right there, I'm fed up with going to movies, thinking it's going to be a good movie, and I'm sitting down there, and then all of a sudden, there you see a bunch of nudity, naked women, and then you see the dirty words, the F words, and all that stuff on there, and you're saying, you know, enough of this, enough of this. So
yeah.
You see, God is working with me right now because, you know, people love Westerns. And in the last two Westerns, not the one called The Lone Ranger, that went down the tubes fast, but the thing of it is, the previous Westerns that were on before, one or 2 years ago, and then one last year, I mean, it's back in the days of the old West, and there it is, the filthy language, et cetera, and everything, and showing some nudity, and they don't need that stuff. So that's why parents can't take their 12-year-old kids to go see a good Western movie. Well, that's the thing. You see, I'm going to be producing and directing two good Western movies, and in both movies, my good friend Trini Lopez is playing the lead in there, and Trini's always wanted to do Westerns, and there's no dirty words, there's no nudity, there's not even any cigarette smoking. The audience don't even think about cigarette smoking if they're enjoying the movie.
Yeah.
So, and I've also got very veteran actor Ed Faulkner, who did a lot of John Wayne movies. If everybody knows who Ed Faulkner was, and he's a great guy, he's all excited about doing this movie. He doesn't want to do dirty movies. He doesn't want to do zombie movies and vampire movies and any other kind of movies that don't make any sense. Right, right. So
vampires are popping out from all over the place.
Oh, and, God. You know, people are fed up. Really, people are fed up. Hollywood thinks it's making money. But I'll tell you something, Don. Once I start making a bunch of money, I'm going to start my own motion picture studio called Golden Trinity Studios. That's
Golden Trinity,
called.
Right. Yeah.
Golden Trinity. And we're going to
be... You know what, Bob? I think that we can all work together in some of this stuff.
Well,
because
there's a possibility.
You know,
once we go off the air, please... Feel free. You've got my phone number. Give it to Don. You know.
Yeah,
give
him
my
phone.
We're going to
keep in touch with Don.
Where's Don located anyway?
Tennessee.
Oh, you're in Tennessee. Okay. Well, I'm out here in Sherman Oaks, California. But we can
talk
right then, naturally.
Yeah. You were raised in South Dakota. You were born in South Dakota, and then you moved to Tennessee, right?
Yeah, but I had about 30-year hiatus in Seattle area. Yeah, I can talk. Seattle area.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yep.
So you know what the rain's like then.
Oh, yeah.
On the property, I'm going to be building three famous Western towns, working Western towns. I can't divulge too much on the telephone. But they're going to be the three most famous Western towns, and tourists all over the world will be coming to this thing. And we're centrally located out here. You know, I mean, they can fly in at LAX and all over the world.
So
come,
cool.
They can come there. Hollywood and everything, they're all centrally located.
What do you think of that, Dan?
That sounds wonderful.
Well, then, can you believe that? It's going to be. You remember that movie with Yul Brynner when they had the, that thing when
Westworld.
He did the, Westworld. Yeah. Well, that's what he wants to build three towns. And now, what are the names again? Are they going to be Dodge City?
Dodge City, Deadwood, and Tombstone.
And Tombstone, yeah.
So South Dakota is represented.
Yeah. That was, I don't know what you guys thought of it, but I think that was, I forgot his name, senior thing. Who was it? Tombstone, whatever it was. I forgot the stars and that and everything.
Oh, you're talking about Kurt Russell?
Kurt Russell, but I'm thinking of the director.
Oh,
was one of my favorite actors. And I just can't think of the name. But anyway, I hate when that happens.
Favorite director, one of my favorite directors, of course, Clint Eastwood, you know, so... Hello?
But anyway, what gets me in some of these films is you see a great movie, it's funny, it's whatever, but they have to, why is it that they have to throw these these certain, if you know what I mean, certain scenes in there that all of a sudden you'd have to cover your kid's eyes or hold his ears, but the rest of the movie is fine. And that one little section or two or three sections in the movie, it just kind of takes it out of the family situation. Is it that they think, well, if it's G or PG rated, it doesn't get many viewers or it doesn't make as much money?
Well, I got news for Hollywood. I'm going to change all that. I'll tell you that right now. Because nobody's going to have to cover up their eyes in my pictures. I'll tell you that right now. All I need is the money, and then we're going. And I guarantee you that once I get done and my first movie is out there in the world, around the world, because of the popularity of Trini Lopez, by the way, and he signed on with me to stay with me, as a matter of fact, because he loves me and he's a good brother in Christ, too, and everything. And once we start going, people are going to be knocking on our door and say, what's your next project? I want to give you $50 million to get started. They're going to be doing that. Because people are hungry and thirsting for good, clean, wholesome films out there they can take their kids to. Yeah.
They are, exactly. And, like I said, when people leave the theater, they want to feel good. Isn't that the whole point of this?
That's it.
Walking on feeling good, you know. So who have you... Don, have you worked with anybody in particular, you know, with the films you've worked with and the novels and the interviews you've done? Have you been up here to the Hollywood area, to California?
Well, yeah, I stayed out in Thousand Oaks last February.
Okay.
And we shot a movie called One More Round with Kevin Sorbo.
Okay, my son knows Kevin pretty well. And,
yeah. It was just on...
in his magazine.
Yeah, it was just on Daystar Television a couple of weeks ago, but that was my my one foray out into the Hollywood area to shoot films. But I've done everything else right here in the town in Tennessee where I live. So.
Okay. Now, is there much production out there in Tennessee, or is it because you have the music and all that?
Well, there's quite a bit of activity in Nashville. Yeah.
Natural, of course.
Knoxville's got a bunch of those crime shows, like Murder Comes to Town. I did a little gig in the Murder Goes to Town episode, and crime stuff that shows up.
Murder She Wrote, or not Murder She Wrote? You mean the reality stuff, the real detective?
They reenact crime scenes and stuff like that.
That's another one, and I think Robert will relate to this. Used to watch them, and they could give you an idea of how the crime went. They would interview the detective, Ned, but they're adding more and more graphics to this, and they're making it where, well, wait a minute, okay, this crime happened in this situation, but you really don't have to go into detail so much, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, and this story is really intriguing and interesting, but sometimes they delve a little bit too deep into the whole thing. So, but anyway, not a lot of time left. I just want to, now, Don, give us all your information on how we can connect with you and so on. And then I want to touch base with you after the show too and have Robert talk to you.
Okay. Well, you can visit my website at donaldjamesparker.com and all my books.
Parker.com. Okay.
All my books and movies are for sale out there. Also, I have the books and movie sales are done through my other website, which is part of it. It's called sortofthespirit.net. Either one you can get to either one from the other one. So,
okay, one's tagged into the other. Now, are you pretty up to date? Like my son is the social media situation. He is very powerful in social media. Robert knows he's got the
I have
the hashtag.
Yeah, I have 5,000 Facebook friends and a couple thousand LinkedIn connections. And
okay, so you're kind of up to date with all that stuff.
Yeah, and I've got my own blog, talk, radio show, and so I write for Examiner.com. So I'm totally plugged into the social
you're plugged
network
in.
Thing.
Well, if I may break in here, Don, with all your friends you've got on there, and I'm sure a lot of them love the old TV show Gunsmoke. So Facebook them and tell them to check us out on realcowboys.org.
Realcowboys.org,
They're going to want to come to this one-time event. It's a one-time event, you know.
But I belong to several Christian film groups as well where I can post that information.
Yes, definitely. They'll love this stuff. You know, I mean, they're going to, you know, a lot of them probably live locally here, too. They would just love to, And my phone number is on our website, so they can contact me, no problem, for ticket purchase and everything. And I'll tell you, a lot of big, by the way, it's looking good also that Dick Van Dyke's going to be there that night.
Cool.
Okay, we got Dick Van Dyke. Hopefully,
okay, Buck Taylor, Angie
Dickinson,
Marriott Hartley, and there's quite a few others, but I can't divulge their names yet.
Right.
I can't do that yet until I hear back from them. Yeah, yeah.
Robert, I think you know, we're talking about big stars back in the '60s. We're talking about exciting stories. Talking about behind the scenes stuff. Who made Paladin's holster? What really happened with this situation and that? And you find out so much, and going to an event like this, you're really going to not only hear the stories, you're going to be with the people. And that's, I don't know if you guys have had this experience much, but when you're sitting and having lunch with someone that you literally used to watch when you were a kid on the screen in the films, that's a strange, that's kind of, you know, like I tell the story about when I was at the Cheney house in Beverly Hills, and I'm thinking, I'm standing in the house that Lon Chaney Sr. had built, and I used to watch his son when I was a kid with the Wolfman scenario. You know, it's wow, that's kind of strange. But, okay, so, Robert, what do you think of this? I think that Don would be a good candidate for a real cowboy. What do you think?
Oh, I think so, too, you know. And, you know, you didn't mention that the fact that you are one of our members of the Real Cowboys. And, you know, even at the Silver Spur this year, the legendary Hugh O'Brien, Wyatt Earp, is going to be there. You know, and Lou Gossett Jr., Patrick Wayne is going to be there. John Wayne's son's going to be there, like he was there last year. Last year we had Rich Little and Stephanie Powell.
Oh, I love
Rudy
Rich
Lee.
Little. But guys, we're out of time, and I, Don, thank you so much for coming on the show. And Robert, as usual, we'll be keeping in touch. And Don, we want to get back with you, and you know, see what can happen. You know, we'll mix and mingle a little bit and see if we can.
Amen.
Have some situations.
Check out the Real Cowboys site there, Don. Check out the RealCowboys.org, and you'll be amazed. You're gonna call me, so we'll talk.
I want you guys to touch bases and share your knowledge and your contacts with each other, and let's make this all grow. But Robert and Don, thank you much for being on the show.
Be blessed in Christ, you guys. Be blessed in Christ.
Exactly, and I want to.
Hello. I think I lost him.
And Don.
I'm here.
Okay, Don, it's kind of like grabbing the tail of a rocket because he's very busy, but Eric has his 300,000 Twitter followers. He reaches the full world on his Easy Way Broadcasting and so on and so forth. Larry Neighbor, the co-founder of E!, received his award, the Easy Achievement Award, and I think he had a conference call, but I'm hoping that he can jump on the line here real quick and you can say hi to him. I told him, if possible, I don't know, Eric, is there a chance we can get you on? But Robert's met Eric. He knows. Eric?
Yeah, he has.
Hey, there he is.
I'm
okay, we got him, Eric. Easy.
A very, very important call from my dad, but, I mean, there's nothing more important than your parents. So, Baby Boomers Live, what's going on, guys?
I wanted him to drop in and say hi to Don, and Robert, you've met Eric several times. But Robert Don has a situation where he's doing 19 novels, he's working on screenplays and so on. So I said we can all touch base later and resource and see if we can get some stuff off the ground here.
Oh, Robert's on. Hey, Robert, Real Cowboys. Yay.
Yep.
Yes, sir. And
hey, Don,
I
was listening, you know, just real briefly in the background of the show, and I heard Don. You said you've done projects with Kevin Sorbo, and he's a good friend of mine, and a lot of things. And you know, I like what you got going on.
Yeah.
What do I have?
And, Don's a busy guy, and I said, you know, we have to touch base, and because you know, it's funding, it's getting this stuff off the ground. And,
well, if you need help with funding, distribution, celebrities, any of that stuff, I do all that stuff. I've helped a lot of people with a lot of things. I'm like kind of the skeleton key of corporate Hollywood. So maybe we'll talk off air. But yeah, guys, a lot of great things going on. Baby Boomers Live is an awesome show, and I mean, we got to give my dad a round of applause for holding the whole show today.
Oh, you betcha.
You know, it's not easy to carry a whole show yourself. Usually, he has Lisa Gray on as a co-host, and you know, my dad was an office job. I'm surprised, though, Dad, you didn't mention the Special Olympics Orange County. You didn't mention, by the way, guys, Real Cowboys is actually R-E-E-L. Real Cowboys, like you're looking at a reel on
a film
TV.
Reel.
So
yeah.
Got to make sure you
spell
that out.
Guys, I don't know, you're out there in Tennessee, but and I told Robert, Robert's coming down. The Special Olympics, the Mission City of Mission Viejo is hosting Indonesia and Spain. All the cities have to find somewhere to, you know, have the people come in and take care of them for a week until they actually go to the game. So we're going to have them out July through the week of July 23rd, the 20th to the 24th, and we're going to have an event on the 23rd. If I don't know if it's a little far for you, but if you're out in the area through the summer, I want you to come by. And I think,
actually,
Robert, you'll be there with your Cowboys, right?
Correction, I'm the host. I'm hosting it for the city of Mission Viejo with the Knights of Columbus and the Orange County. Because I just don't want any of my fans hearing something else as far as hosting, because I got a lot of people wanting to come, and, you know, just got to make sure that that's stated correctly. But it's going to be an amazing show, a lot of great great people, dignitaries, and, you know, Orange County is the new capital. You know, Easy Way is going to turn Orange County into the new entertainment capital. You know, we have, in fact, Don, if you ever come out this way, I own a 22,000 square foot production facility right by the John Wayne Airport. So you can fly in, you know, do your thing and fly out.
Cool.
Yeah, down so we. Yeah, if you can come out this way, that'd be cool. And Bob, you're coming down on the 23rd with a couple Cowboys, right?
Hopefully, yes, sir.
All right. Looking forward. Wear your outfit and, yeah.
So you got,
and I think, yeah.
You got 2 minutes left, Dad, so I just want to, you know, make sure everybody knows that the new site is going to be launching. Everybody's been wanting to know about the coverage and everything that we have going on. It's going to be a very simple site where it's going to be very simple to find your photos, find your videos. We have our magazine. We have our radio station. Don, I heard you have a Blog Talk radio station too. I'd love to talk to you about that because we're one of the top 500 of all Blog Talk, and maybe we can do a you know, cross-promotion type deal. I do that with a lot of Blog Talkers.
Okie doke.
So we'll talk, but download my application, guys, if you want to listen to Baby Boomers Live Show. You know, we have a lot of awesome panelists and board members that deal in the film industry, TV industry, music industry. Join the group Hollywood the Easy Way. Like the fans page, Baby Boomers Live, as well as Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook or Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. Lots of information. But you got 30 seconds, Dad, so I'm gonna hop out here and, you know, say bye to everybody. Make sure you check out the Cowboys.
Thanks for coming on,
nice
Easy Way Broadcasting. And Robert and Don, thanks for coming on. And let's touch base. Let's hook up and take advantage of the social media situation, because it's different than it was in the 60s. We both know that, huh? All three of us know
Amen.
That.
Amen. Thank you,
Josh. You're gonna like what you see in the real world.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.